Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Can we lift our hands and just thank Him for 3 months of favor, 3 months of mercy, 3 months of His grace? You reign alone. We thank you. Lift your hands. Let's thank him. Let's bless his name. We bless you. We thank you. We thank you. We exalt you. I thank you. I have enjoyed your grace. I have enjoyed your mercies. I bless your name. I thank you. Can we just appreciate him? Let's give honor to whom honor is due, for his goodness, for his mercies, for his kindness. Let's appreciate him. Let's thank him. The one in whom alone we make our boast, The one in whom alone we make our boast. The one in whom alone we make our boast. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We bless you. Let's give him praise. Let's thank him. Let's thank him. We appreciate you, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord. We return all the praise, all the honor, all the worship to you. Ore rema akpo. O chiyari ufuno.
Elo emaro. Afi shama dupe. Ore rema akpo. O choma ori umino. Elo emaro.
Can we just thank him, bless him, thank him. Thank you, Lord, thank you. Let him hear your voice. Just thank him. Thank him. I want us to lift our right hand up and testify of his goodness. Can you tell him what he has done and who he is to you? Can you testify to him? Open your mouth, talk to him. You have helped me. I've enjoyed your mercy. You have made a way for me. You have helped me. You have opened new doors for me. You have gone beyond my imagination. I thank you. Without you helping me, I'll be nothing. I have enjoyed your help. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Just thank him. Let him hear your voice.
What shall I do?
Can you have a seat and bow down your heart? Come and we testify that you are good. We testify that you are good. We bless your name. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. The word of God is your only hope. You can lose everything on earth. Don't lose the word. Because the word can recreate everything you have lost. They say when there is life, there is hope. But I need to tell you, when you are alive and you have no word, there is no hope for you. A life not based on the word of God is a life about to crumble. Listen to me. What we build our lives upon matters, because it will show whether our lives will survive later or not. What is your hope on? My hope is built on nothing else. Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest thing, but only me. Did you discover that Jesus is on Christ the Lord? Rock us all on the ground.
He is sinking
sinking sand. Listen, there are many people that have built their world on their certificate. They have been looking for jobs since. Your certificate cannot provide and produce life for you. Many have built their life on the promises of people they know. They are still running helter-skelter. A life not built on the word of God, will crumble. It's just a matter of time. A life built on the word of God might be behaving anyhow, but it's just a matter of time. It will become stable. When your life is not on the word, it's just a matter of time. That's what the Bible said in Matthew chapter 7. I think around towards the end, the wise man built his house on the rock. He said, he that hears my word and does it is like a wise man, a man that built his house upon the rock. He that hears my word and does not do it is like a foolish man that builds his house upon the sand. Listen, rain will come, storm will come. Whether you are wise building on the rock, you are foolish building on the sand, the rain will come, the storms will come. The one that survives is the one that builds on the word. Without the word, it's just a matter of time. You will crumble. Your father will not always be there. Your godfather will soon die. But he that has the word of God abides forever. When we went to serve in Port Harcourt, when we got to the camp, some of us knew nobody in Port Harcourt. Nobody. When you are in camp, you see people going, I want to go and see my uncle in Shell. I want to go and see my this in here. I want to go and see my this in here. Some of us just sit and say, hey, nobody to see, nowhere to go. But all of them that built their lives on the promises of their uncles, they got nowhere. But we that had our lives built on the word of God, we're the ones that survived it at the end of the day. Who are you building your life upon? When it is not on the word of God, it will sink. It will sink. Remember, the constant is the storm will come for everybody. The rain will fall. But they that put their hope in the Lord shall never be disappointed. Are we here? Are you sure you are seeing church? Please ask somebody, what are you building your life on? Ask another person, what are you building your life on? Please answer. Say you, uncle. I know there are some questions you don't answer in church. I think this is one of them. But think about it. And make sure you are building your life rightly. Joshua chapter 1. Let's take verse 7 to 8. Popular scripture in Nigeria. So I will not dwell much on it. I'll quickly just run through it because of our time. Very, very popular. Joshua chapter 1, 7 to 8. Only be strong and very courageous. And next thing he says is being careful. I thought I saw be careful. And I wanted to say, when I was growing up, when we want to fight, before the thing starts, what are you saying? Be careful, be careful, be careful, be careful. See, if you want to prosper, the Bible is saying be careful. Be careful about some things. If you want to prosper by the word of God, there are various ways in which you prosper in life. But all of them will lead to perdition. But be only be strong and very careful, very courageous. Being careful to do. Being careful, sir. Being careful to do according to all the law that Moses my servant commanded you. Be careful to do. Tell somebody, be careful to do the word of God. I didn't hear you. Be careful to do the word of God. A man went mountain climbing. And while he was descending the mountain towards the evening, the man slept and rode on the mountain and held on to a branch of a tree. Everywhere was dark, torchlight gone, And he was holding on to the tree. And he shouted, "Oh Lord, help me. Help me." And he heard a voice, "Release your hand from the tree." What did the man say? "Is there anybody else there that can help me? But for this tree, I will not release it." He held onto the tree in the midst of a cold. When the rescuers came, they saw him hanging on the tree, dead. The difference between him and the tree and the floor is here to here. The Lord knew. He asked him to release his hand. He would have just fallen on the ground. Because everywhere was dark, he did not release. Can you trust the Lord in the dark when he asks you to release? We don't trust God. We are not releasing. What is written in the word, are we obeying it? He is asking you to release some things. He's giving various kinds of advices, instructions from the Lord. Most of them look stupid. He doesn't look year 2022 compliant. But that is the only thing by which you can survive. Release your hand from the tree. And he said, "Is there any other person there?" And many people are asking, "Is there any other formula? Is there any other way? Is there any other way to go about this?" But the Bible is telling us, being careful to do what I have commanded you. Look at the latter part of it. He said, "Do not turn from it." Put it on the screen. We are still reading. "Do not turn from it to the right or to the left." Let's read the last part together. We like this in Nigeria. We like success. But yeah, let's go. "That you may have good success wherever." Can I tell you this? The word of God works in Abuja. It works in Ogbomosho. It works in Kutuwenji. It works in Orieno. It works in Kafanta. The word works in the rainforest. The word works in the desert. The word works in Calabar. If you apply the word everywhere, it will work everywhere. That you may have good success wherever you go and whatever you do. You know, some people have this saying, those words that they preach, it only works in Abuja. It only works. The word works everywhere. The word works everywhere. And you can have good success by the word. Verse 8. This book, put it on the screen for me. I want us to read it slowly together. "This book of the law shall not depart from under your pillow." From people that it is only Psalm, which of the Psalm? Psalm 35. "Oh Lord, contend with those who contend against me." And after that, you put it under the pillow and you sleep. The Bible did not say, "The book of the Lord shall not depart from under your pillow." For some people, if they take away the book of Psalm, the Bible is finished. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointed my head. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of my Lord, the Lord is my refuge and my fortress, and ever present help in the times of trouble. Therefore we shall not fear." Which one again? "I will lift up my eyes into the east. From where cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord." After those six psalms, they have no other one again. "This book of the law shall not depart from where?" From where? Where is the word of God? In your mouth. What are you speaking? What are you speaking? The word of God is supposed to be in your mouth. I've shared with you many times when we're building this church. When the Lord asked us to build, we had no money in the account. I think we had less than $1 million. Can't remember. While I was struggling with the matter to come and talk to the church that we are going to build, knowing that we're few at that time, the Lord spoke to me.
You will not see rain. You will see not see water. But the ditch will be filled. You will not see storm. You will not see rain. But the ditch will be filled with water. When that word came, I heard it. Because you only prosper by the word. I held on to the word. And then I came to church. When I came to church to pray on the land, we're in that church, small church. When I came to pray in the church on the land, I remember the word of God to Zerubbabel. He said, not by power, not by mind, but by spirit. This house shall be, the foundation shall be laid by the shout of grace. Grace. So I will come at night in the church. I will just be shouting, grace, 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 grace. I will just come. I will be shouting, grace, 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 grace. I will come in the afternoon. Grace, grace. This is the word of God to Zerubbabel. Grace, grace, grace. The rest is history. People were coming. Where did the money come from? They thought there was somewhere people sponsoring us. Some thought it was our apostle church that gave us money. Everybody, I told people we are not going to write letter. People were saying, okay, let's write letter. Okay, we gave them letter to write. They submitted letter. Nobody returned one letter from the letter. In fact, I almost charged them for the paper they took. But from this house, the Lord built this house in a record time without us stopping at any time. Some people ran away when we were building. By the time they came back, people had built their own houses, changed cars like 3 times. They were still walking on their legs. They ran away from the building, thinking it's by their money. But grace made it available. Why? We discovered a word for the situation. And that word works. What is the word for what you are going through? The word of God always works. And it says, difficult shall not depart from your mouth. The word, you speak it. Not from your heart. Not from under your pillow. From your mouth. 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 That word must be in your mouth. So you wake up in the morning. The Lord shall surround. Psalm 5, verse 12. The Lord will be good to the righteous. He will surround him with favor. As with a shield. So every morning you wake up, say, it is written, the word of God for me this week. I will not be qualified, but the Lord will do good to the righteous. He will surround him with favor. As with a shield, I expect favor. I expect favor. I expect favor. I expect favor. Today, anyone that sees me, favor me, because it is written, the Lord will do good to the righteous with favor. Shall he surround him? I might make mistakes. I might commit error. But favor will cover my errors. I speak favor. I speak favor. I speak favor. The word of God is not meant to keep in your shelf. It's meant to be in your mouth. A word not spoken does not amount to anything. You are being defeated because you have no word. You have no word concerning any situation. Have a word. Speak the word. Whether it is working seemingly or not seemingly not working, keep speaking. Keep speaking. Keep speaking. Saint Joseph spoke the word for 18 years. He had the vision at 17. He became prime minister at 35. He was speaking. You have only spoken for 8 days. You are tired. And you want a great destiny. You want to be on top. You have only spoken for 8 days. You are tired. Abraham spoke for 25 days. He was speaking the word. 25 days. Noah spoke the word for 120 years. 120 years. Same thing. The Lord told me, build this ark and there shall be deliverance. The Lord told me, build this ark. 120 years. He was speaking the same word. You spoke for 1 week. You are tired. I want to be and tough. Above only. Never be meat. Hey, pastor, pastor, if you faint in the day of adversity, how small is your strength? The word is what builds the strength. Hello, don't compare. People building skyscrapers should not compare themselves with people building bungalow. Up till now, when Architect Ayo and I, when we see ourselves, they make fun of me. There are many people in this church that make fun of me. Why? When they dug the holes of this pillar, when you enter, it covers me. And I knew the money in the account. We bought a trailer of cement. And they were pouring concrete. And they were pouring concrete. And the thing was refusing to go up and fill. And we had like 22 or 20 something pillars. They were just pouring the thing. Just call all the beauty people in church. Is there no way we can do this apart from pouring concrete everywhere? If you want to give your pastor a heart attack now. That the world works. We can still put four on this beauty and nothing will happen. Don't compare yourself with people building bungalow when you are building a skyscraper. Please, are you in church? Stop comparing yourself with people on a journey to nowhere when you are on a journey to somewhere. Build on the word, speak the word, believe the word, eat the word, do the word, and see the performance. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but not a dot of the word shall pass without it being fulfilled. See, every service in this church, I can close my Bible and look at people's faces and use it to preach. Everybody in this church, I know how you were when you came here, or how we were when we came. I can look at everybody from here. I can look one after the other from here. This one came as a copper. Some are waiting for their turn. Oh, pastor, say about. I know the story of everybody, and I can see the transformation that the word of God can bring, including Brother Jato. I know why he came. I saw my good friend there, another Jato there. Okay, he's not the one. I saw he's your brother in Lokoja. I knew how he left here for Lokoja. I know many people's story. Ogamusa, we are here together. If I look at church members, I know the word works. Yo, I knew how he entered this job. This word works. This word works. Hello, are you here? This word. It works. Justice. Are you not a bundle of testimonies? It's a work. The word of God in my mouth. When I speak in tongues, it's a work. The word of God in my mouth. Dominic, I'm singing, you are laughing. Play this thing for me, Joe. You see, they are on strike now. Dominic, I knew how you were when you entered this church. You want to hear your story? I'm just joking with my people. You know what? Hold on to the word. It works. When we're coming from Gudu to start this church, there are some people that did not follow us because they felt we were too young and there's nobody to help. Because the MD, GMD, NMPC, PAMSEC, director, they were with them. So why would they leave those people and follow us here? But you can never compare them with us. Never. Why? We are not dependent on human beings. We are dependent on the word of God. And the word works. Listen to me. It's only a matter of time. Hold on to the word. It will work for you. Tell somebody, it's just a matter of time. Tell somebody, it's just a matter of time. Just tell somebody, it's just a matter of time. Can I say the word works? Say the word works. Can I say the word works? Can I say the word works? Say the word works. Lift your right hand and say, oh Lord, let your word work in every area of my life. Let the word work. Let the word work. Your word works. The Lord of God works. The word 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 works. The word works. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Remember, no matter where you go to, the word works. We have members of this church scattered over the nations of the world. Almost every week, one of them calls me, the other person calls me, sharing different testimonies. They are still watching the church messages, still telling me what was preached, still sharing testimonies. The word works. Canada, America, Schengen, wherever, Slovenia, which other country, Togo, Lomé, wherever you find yourself, the one way you go to, the world works. Don't abandon the work. Don't join the people that say prayer point in Canada is different from prayer point in Nigeria. Yes or no, it doesn't matter. The world works in Canada. The world works in Nigeria. The world will work for you wherever you find yourself. Therefore, I commit you to the word of the Lord. Can I quickly show you Hebrews 1:3? Let's look at Hebrews 1:3. Look, Hebrews 1:3. Hebrews 1:3. Hebrews 1:3. 3:3. He is the radiance of the glory of God, the exact imprint of his nature. I want everybody to read together with me the next time. And he upholds the universe by what? By what? By what? This universe and what you are looking for is only sustained and upheld by the word of God. Whatever you have that is not based on the word of God cannot be sustained, because the universe is sustained by the word. I commit you all. Let the word of God uphold you. Let the word of God sustain you. Let the word of God help you. In the name of Jesus. Can we thank the Lord for his mercies? We thank you. Heavenly Father, I commit your children into your hands. I ask that your word will find fulfillment, and there shall be a performance of your word in their lives. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Buskap Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.